Hallelujah, Kama Shila. I say, my beloved, men do not fear the God of heaven. They don't fear my word. They do not fear my prophecies. They do not take heed the things I have spoken to them. They listen. They hear what they want to hear. And what they hear is in a different level than from their God. They acknowledge they know me, yet in spirit they're far from me. I say they love me, but in reality they hate me, because I've told my people and I've spoken through my word from the very beginning. Men must come out from this world. I expect my people to seek me. I expect my people to be found in what I do. My people need to realize that this is a day of troubles, a day of problems, a day of fulfillments of prophecy. The fulfillment of prophecy is coming to pass. My people don't want to receive it. They reject it. They say, no, it's not going to be. But I say, it will come, says the Spirit of God. I say, within a year's time, it's depleted a long ways. And I say, for another year, it's going to go deeper and deeper into problems. The enemy is going to be in more in control all the time. He's got a greater control on a lot of things than he ever had before. My people need to be wise. They need to seek me, because if they seek me, they'll surely find me. But I say there's very few that are seeking me. They want their own way. They want to hear from the world. They want to be from this world. My people enjoy what they want. And what they want is fame. They want notoriety. They want to speak with great swelling words. My church hasn't learned that my work through humility. I work through love. I work through total obedience. And my people, most of them, are far from me. They're doing what they want. They're hearing what they want. They're displaying a natural person. And see, my church don't see it. I want my church to be displaying my spirit. None of them carry out that part. Very few of them have learned how to walk in the spirit. They do not hear from the spirit. They do not teach from the spirit. And just like it is, they're far from the spirit because they're walking in self. But I say, my people need to wake up. My coming is soon. I'm even at the door, and my people need to be ready, because I'm going to expose darkness, bad things, wicked things I'm going to discover, and they're going to be seen in my ones, because my people have not that power. They don't have the visitation of my love upon them. They're walking the way of fantasies, of great delusions, of their own flesh. But I say, my spirit needs not delusions. It doesn't need fantasies. He walks like he wants to do. My spirit is powerful. He is my witness. And he'll do great and mighty things to those who will yield themselves to him. Without him, you can do nothing. With him, you can do all things. There's a lot of difference from doing all things to doing nothing. When I say, many of my people, it's all a fleshly movement in this last hour. But I say, my people, it's not going to be flesh longer, because it's going to be a time of great transitions. My people are holy. Very shortly are going to be exodus out of this. And when that time comes, there's going to be a time of delusions upon this land. And I say, at that time, many will discover the mistakes they made. And they discovered they're walking after something they don't not know even what it is. It's the power of darkness. It'll be too late for them at that time. It will not give them time to recover. And many shall take their lives. Many, their minds will destroy them because of the terribleness that they're going through. I say great hard times are coming. My people need to be prepared. Now is a day for preparation. Now is a day to seek your God. If you'll surely seek me, you'll surely find me, says the Spirit of God. Come, come, my people. Come, because I love thee. I love thee. Come, my people, because I want to restore thee. I want to bless thee. I want to help thee, my one, says the Spirit of God.